Chapter 93. A month later, and much to Molly's relief, Jesse was back at work. All the windows in the Pilgrim Cove area had been replaced, all the glass and debris swept up and forgotten. But the damage had been done, and there were some scars that could not be hidden. Mayor Walker and her allies wanted to have the old meeting house meticulously reconstructed, while the selectmen thought it might serve a higher purpose to leave it as it was, as a shrine to how far we had come and how far we still had to go. So it was with no small amount of irony and awkwardness that the mayor showed up at the station as he was in the process of taking Alicia Davis's badge and gun. "Ask her to wait," Jesse said to Molly. When Molly closed the door, Jesse turned to Alicia and Dylan Taylor. He looked straight at Alicia. "You were a good cop, Alicia, and I don't regret my decision to hire you for a second."
"Thank you for believing in me, Jesse."
"I still believe in you. But you know how it's got to be. Even though you've been cleared in Vanderkamp's death."
"I know.
I'm going now." She shook Jesse's hand and started for the door, Dylan walking behind her. Jesse called after Dylan. "Can I talk to you for a minute?"
"Go on," Alicia said. "I'll be outside in the car."
Jesse gestured for Dylan to sit. "When I was in the hospital, I had a lot of time to think about things."
Dylan shrugged.
"Things like what?" "It bothered me almost from the minute I heard Lee Harvey Vanderkamp had tried to take out Daniels and Garrison. Then, when I heard the slug the Stadies dug out of Garrison's wall was from a Ruger bolt-action deer rifle. You know, the Stadies never found any hunting rifles in his Jeep or in any of the Vanderkamp's possession. Besides, long distance wasn't Lee Harvey's M.O. He killed close up and personal, and he didn't usually miss."
Dylan shrugged again.
"What about the M4 and the bomb? Those weren't close up and personal weapons."
"Good point.
Just the same, I'd lose that Ruger of yours you keep above the fireplace in your cottage."
"Funny you should say that, Jesse. Last time I saw it, it was sinking into the Atlantic."
"What about you and Alicia?"
"I'm driving her home to New York. But I don't think there is a me and Alicia anymore, not really. This thing strained both of us past our breaking points.
Drive safe. See you when you get back."
It rubbed Jesse hard in the wrong direction that the Vanderkamps had gotten even a small victory out of their violence and hatred. But he understood the enormous strain Alicia and Dylan had been under.